Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition, a championship edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, Ben Koch. Excited for tonight and what we have kind of going on. How are you guys doing tonight, though? Ben, are you excited for the championship?
One shining moment. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I'm super excited about the championship. I think it's going to be interesting. I've tried both of these tonight so far. And
The basketball championship.
I have no idea. Who's who?
Go Duke.
The game? No, I know Duke's not in there.
It's testing
bad. North Duke... Carolina and Kansas.
Oh, that's everything. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like Pats versus, I don't know, some other good team that's always there.
You know what they call that, Ben, in basketball? They're called Blue Bloods. So it's a bad matchup of Blue Bloods.
Oh, so what's okay. Interesting, though, is we mentioned Duke. North Carolina beat Duke on Saturday night, Ben.
Right.
In Coach K's last game ever.
Rip.
North Carolina is an 8 seed going up against a 1 seed. So not too dissimilar from what we've got going on tonight, where we have a 1 seed in Weller 12. Talk about that for a transition. To going up against a 10 seed, Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace has blown through the bottom half of this bracket and pulled some big upsets. You think about North Carolina beat Purdue, beat Duke. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Trace beat Blanton's, beat Elmer T. Lee. And now they're in the national championship. The national championship of Buffalo Trace Madness. Somebody asked if there was any I see you just responded to that guy who asked what the other 9 budget bourbons were for Buffalo Trace to end up with a 10 seed. Again, it wasn't just 9 bourbons. We went based on Buffalo Trace products. Brendan, help me if I miss anything here, but I believe we had a 1 seed of Weller 12, a 2 seed of Weller 107, a 3 seed of Blanton's, a 4 seed of Hancock, 5 seed was Taylor Small. Seed was
we changed them around initially. 4 seed was Weller 107.
Right. The two was Blanton's, 3 was Hancock. Yeah, I was doing them down the bracket. 5 as E.H. Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
6 was
Hancock. I got you. 7 was Weller Special Reserve. 8 was Eagle Rare. 9 Sazerac Rye, the only rye in the tournament. 10 Buffalo Trace, the Cinderella story. And then 11 was Ancient Age, and 12 was Benchmark, which was awful.
11 and 12 were complete garbage. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there's definitely a big drop-off in price range and proof. And
specifically, Benchmark was the worst I've ever had. Jeez, it was such a bad bottle. Ancient Age, though, I thought that was
a
surprisingly good step up from Benchmark.
Benchmark was so bad that Ancient Age, when you're so bad that you make Ancient Age taste good.
Yeah.
Like that's how,
yeah.
Oh, that's another
thing. Like, this is crazy,
terrible. We're excited tonight for the 10 seed Buffalo Trace. Hey, if you're watching this, if you're listening to us, do us a favor and hit the share button. We put a lot of time and effort into this tournament and drank a lot more than our wives would have liked. And so, at least do us a favor of hitting the retweet button. Listen, Brad, we wanted to do the new Benchmark Foolproof, we'd be happy to do that up against Stagg Jr. Stagg Jr. we reviewed last week because we thought that might just kind of run away with the tournament. We didn't put that in, but I like that.
Good luck finding the foolproof, though.
Yeah, Brad, if you want to send us Brad, if you want to send some samples to us, we will review it.
So let's get into it. Our 10 seed Buffalo Trace against our 1 seed Weller 12. Brendan, why don't you give these two an intro? Let me get this shared in a couple places, and then we will go from there. Let's full screen Brendan, though.
Oh, God. All right.
Extra full screen.
Extra full.
Just zoom in.
Just zoom in myself.
Thank you.
All right.
Feel better.
All right. So let's go with the 1 seed. That is Weller 12. It's number 1 seed in our bracket, which some people have had some questions about, even though we've explained it in the last couple episodes. The bracket was basically formulated by a price on the secondary market. So Weller 12, because of the poor man's Pappy hype, all Weller products have just really been elevated in the secondary. So Weller 12 is a weeded bourbon, 12 years old per the name, 90 proof. This is the third step up in the Weller line. You have Weller Special Reserve, then Weller 107, and then Weller 12. Ben, what is this, like about 200 to 250 secondary?
It's unreasonable. What if it's anywhere close to that? But yeah.
And the bottle would normally be like about, I think, $40-ish dollars MSRP. So good luck finding that at $40. So that's Weller Special or Special Reserve. Special Reserve is trash. That's Weller 12. All right. Buffalo Trace is our 10 seed. So it is a Cinderella story in the making. It is also 90 proof. Does not have an age statement, but believed to be about 8 to 9 years old. So not a whole lot younger. $30, if that, MSRP. You could actually probably find it like at $23, $24. And you can find it readily available like most places. Even the ABC here in Florida, you may not see it out on the shelves, but if you ask like about once every other week or so behind the counter, they may have one of these. So this is pretty accessible and in the standard baseline bourbon of the Buffalo Trace line. How'd awesome. I do, guys? Good?
You did. Yeah. You did wonderful. I think I'm going to leave you full screen for the rest of the night.
Start chugging all my bourbon if that's the case.
Okay. So the moment of truth is here. Do you guys have predictions before we get into it? Do you think it can pull the upset? What do you think, Ben?
No, I do not. I do not believe so. I think the Cinderella story is being written tonight, and she's gonna not make it home by midnight. So
she's gonna die in a pumpkin accident.
You're such a big Disney fan. How did you butcher that Cinderella? Like,
and the glass slipper is not gonna.
How did I butcher it?
She's gonna not make it home tonight by midnight. Like,
just, and she's gonna be kissed by Prince Charming at midnight.
Am I not doing the right one? Is that my right?
And she's gonna shack up with a bunch of dwarves at midnight.
Is that not the right princess?
And then she's gonna freeze Arendelle.
Hold on. Cinderella is the one that gets not home by midnight for the whole entire fairy godmother thing, right? I'm not.
It's just the way you said it. You ruined it.
I feel like I nailed that thing.
You know what, Ben? You owe us your Disney Blanton's pick now.
Oh, dude. Oh, you got to go to Disney with me to get that thing. Super stoked.
What's crazy, though, is I just like printed out that sticker and put it on there. So I know. That was a stick. Yeah.
It's okay. I don't need to know.
Well, I just told you so. Suck it. All right, let's go. Weller 12 up first. Home court advantage having the one seed. I guess they get the Weller 12 gets to wear the white uniforms tonight. All right, let's nose these things and get into the championship. Again, if you just tuned in, do us a favor. Hit the retweet button. Hit the share button. Tag a friend. And get in here and yell at us. Oh, Brendan, did you have a pick? Do you think what's going to happen here? Do you want to?
I think Buffalo Trace is going to hold its own. I wouldn't be surprised. For the first half. I wouldn't be surprised if it won. And that's as close as I will make to a prediction right now after nosing both of these.
After nosing them. Okay.
I love what you do with that.
I find both
all
pretty
the pancakes in the world
for Weller 12. For the Weller 12.
Yeah.
No.
I'm getting a little bit. I'm getting like this nice confectioner sugar and caramel and apple vibes though coming from the Buffalo Trace that is quite pleasant.
I mean, there's definitely apple, definitely a crispiness to it. The problem is though, it comes off. It could be interpreted a little bit sour notes, you know, at the top of it, just a tiny bit sour, whereas at least in comparison to the 12, where it's all that. Like very warm and like butterscotch, butter, bread. There's so much butter on it. It's so buttery, the nose to me.
It is. It's more like round well, well-rounded, I guess, whereas the Buffalo Trace has kind of the more like sharper, not as well-refined nose.
Not as 12 years-y.
But I like, and I'm actually getting more oak from the Buffalo Trace somehow, which is funny given there's like a 3 or 4 year difference. But guys, like I don't know. I guess I like what Buffalo Trace is throwing out there from a smell profile.
Well, Christopher Allen Harvey, nice to meet you.
Ooh, what?
I don't know, guys.
Crazy.
This nose is, I think it's very not as close as you're making it out to be.
I think okay, Ben will correct me here and say that I'm wrong. I think the Weller 12 nose is more complex. I think the Buffalo Trace nose fits more of Brendan's profile. And so that's the big thing. It's sweeter, which is typically what we go after. And so I could see how Brendan would be kind of be in the middle of both of these. Is that crazy? Am I crazy for that?
No, I do tend to gravitate when I go with bourbon. I go with the sweeter stuff typically.
As long as you think, hold on. You guys are thinking that the sweeter is the Buffalo Trace and not the Weller 12? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think there's more. I think the sweet, like the highs of the sweet, stand out more. Again, it's like it's that spikiness to it. Like it has got sour, but like the sweet, like it's sweet straight up like confectioner sugar. Like there is.
Yeah, I don't disagree with this. I disagree with this statement completely.
Yeah, the Buffalo Trace is sweeter, but I'm not ready to call it a winner here.
Yeah, I think the Weller has some sour, like as I'm getting into it more, like from.
It's bready, yeah.
It's almost like sourdough bread.
It's not bad by any means. The Buffalo Trace is just sweeter. Like I feel like it's pretty easy.
I'm enjoying. Ben, you're not going to bully me into this. I'm enjoying the Buffalo Trace nose. I'm
Do we have an upset brewing?
It's Weller 12 for me on the nose.
And listen,
distilling would probably be the better word.
This is an unreasonable assessment.
I get it, TJ. The 10 seed has come out firing, is all I'm saying. Just hit a couple threes early. We got ourselves a ball game.
We're not dead just yet. I'm just going to rig this either way, so it doesn't really matter. But Oh, Jason's got us covered on benchmark too. Brad, but we'll take all the benchmark. We won't complain about
it. No, just send one benchmark. We don't need it all.
No, it's foolproof.
I realize
that. I'll take it all.
Imagine drinking benchmark and then just way worse. It's way more aggressive.
You're thinking it's worse?
I'm thinking it's just more of what it is. It's less water. It's way more.
It saddens me that I can't see Ben's eyes because of the glasses that he wears. Does that bother anybody else?
Look at me.
No, yeah, now he looks better. Like, he looks like a sexy librarian.
Look at me.
I'm telling you. Woo! You're not lying.
Check you out.
All right. Just say
like a book. Get it?
Yeah. I got it. It was terrible. We just lost half our viewers with you telling that one joke. All right. Let's jump into tasting this thing. Oh, you guys are already doing that. Drunks.
Yeah. I've been there. Been tasting it every day. Don't even pull.
The Buffalo Trace tastes better.
This thing is so rigged. This is so rigged.
Oh my goodness.
You got to be kidding me.
It tastes better.
Oh, the Weller's good. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Yeah. So the Weller's no freak away.
I'm going to get drunk going back and forth trying to figure this out.
The Weller has like a funk to it.
It does. It's got a sourdough vibe, but it's not unpleasant.
Which is honestly why I thought that you guys would take the Sazerac over this when the nine went up against the one.
I love sourdough bread. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Sourdough bread's arguably one of the best breads of all
time. I love sourdough bread, but okay, this is also this Buffalo Trace tastes like apple pie in a glass. Right. I also love apple pie.
Okay. I love sourdough bread. I'm just saying, I love apple pie more.
Man. I feel like I'm fighting a downhill battle. How am I fighting a downhill battle?
I think it's
right
an
now?
uphill battle. Downhill is an easy battle. No. If you're up on top of the hill, advantage. You have the high ground.
I do have the high ground, so I'm fighting downhill. Yeah.
And you don't have the numbers.
You guys are just trying to be all scrappy and drag a.
I am a scrappy gym rat.
Buffalo up to the top of that mountain.
So, again, the Weller is more complex. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's more layers to it. The Buffalo Trace is somewhat one-noted. But if you're asking me what I prefer better, I typically lean towards sweeter things. That said, I don't want to hear Ben complain anymore. And so we'll kind of keep going. Somebody asked quickly what bourbons were in this. I'm going to answer it again in case you jumped in kind of late.
Pretty much all Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, all of the somewhat accessible Buffalo Trace stuff, which I know a lot of it is not accessible because it's all allocated. But one seed Weller 12, two Elmer T. Lee, three Blanton's, four Weller 107, five Colonel E.H. Taylor small batch, six was Hancock, seven Weller Special Reserve, eight Eagle Rare, nine Baby Saz, 10 Buffalo Trace, 11 and 12 sucked, Ancient Age and Benchmark rounded out the group. Top four seeds got buys, kind of just did a bracket style from there. I don't know, Brendan, I might be with you. That Buffalo Trace.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Enjoying the finish, and I think like the way the flavor and the finish goes with the Weller 12, like I think that's really solid. There's more complexity, even like the legs on it, like it does seem like it's, I know there's same proofs with same oil content.
Think about how much, so these are the same proofs, right? Think about how much heavier the Weller 12 drinks.
It is like more complex. It is, there's more depth to it. I will give it that. Does that make it better necessarily?
Yeah, I think so. More depth, complexity. Yeah, those are all terrible, terrible things. Heaven forbid you have more complexity.
So here's a question, Ben. I know you're big on the complexity and the depth. Mm-hmm. Do you think the true flavor, like the true taste, right? Take away mouthfeel, take away all that. Do you think the true taste of the Weller 12 is better as well? Because like that's the one thing that holds on for the Buffalo Trace for me. I think Weller 12 hits on everything else, but the actual flavor itself, like the sweet flavor of the Buffalo Trace to me is better.
I think you guys are taking sweetness with just like straight sugar, like straight candy sugar, you know, just like that's it. And like in my sweetness, I like to have a depth of sweetness. And I feel like it's just as long as it's sweet, like just pour a cup of sugar in your glass and then a little bit of Buffalo Trace and it's fine. But I like to have a little bit of depth there, you know?
Ooh, that does sound good. So, Buffalo laced or Buffalo laced sugar laced Buffalo Trace.
Jeez. So to me, I don't think this is that close.
I don't know that the Buffalo Trace is as just straight sugars we talked about. I do get some of the apple characteristics that we've always talked about. I do get some of the cinnamon that we've talked about in the past. Mm-hmm. So we're saying it's a lot of sweet, but
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Buffalo Trace is really good. But when I'm talking about overall experience on the Weller 12, like I'm out of Weller 12 and I'm upset that I'm out. I have to keep going back to this Buffalo Trace now because I can't drink Weller 12 anymore. But I want to reach
here if you want to come get it.
Yeah, I want to reach for the Weller 12 because it drinks heavier. There's more complex flavors going on. I mean, come on.
See, with that Jake, in mind, go ahead, Jake.
I got halfway through a comment, and so I'm just going to put him up here and say, I would like to say that if Brendan didn't have
H. Okay, back to you, Brendan.
I thought I interrupted Jake. He interrupted himself. all right. So Ben poses an interesting like experiment is that he finds himself reaching. And I've noticed when we've done this with these head to heads, when we start talking and like not really thinking about what we're drinking as much as we are engaged in the conversation, I start gravitating towards whatever I like the most. Mm. And for me, now Ben's wanting to find more Weller 12. The Weller 12 is right here in my right hand. My left hand is the Buffalo Trace. They were even when I poured them, I've drank more Buffalo Trace than the Weller 12. I'm enjoying the Buffalo Trace experience more than the Weller 12.
Wow. Jake said, I would just like to say that if Brendan didn't have the palate of a 12-year-old girl, then the Stag would not have been a 7.5. So Jake's still a little bit upset from last week's review. I get that. I understand that, Jake.
I agree.
We don't really do age things here.
I just suck at Brendan.
DJ's not allowed. Let's kind of keep moving on that joke. I
gave it a good score. What is Jake belly aching about? Let's see. I gave it a 7. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Was it a 7.25 like TJ or a 7.5 like Ben?
That's right. Get on my level.
Yeah. You were kind of a homer.
Mm. Yeah. The overall experience with the Weller 12 here, guys. Real quick,
Ben. I'm sorry. Don't let bullying Jake right now deter people from sending us samples in the future. Even though we like make fun of my neighbor Pat for his awful rum finished.
No, let's keep Pat from sending us any samples ever again.
No more samples from Pat. But just, Jake,
we shouldn't be aggressive to the people sending us free samples. Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Go ahead.
We love you. We love you, Jake.
Back to where we're at. The experience of drinking the Weller 12 is completely different than the Buffalo Trace. Like, there's no way that these are like in the same league of drinkability and experience. That's why they're not in the same price.
Would you say they're in a league of their own?
They're in a league of their own.
See, but you make an interesting point. You make an interesting point about price point. They're not in the same price point secondary market, but they are retail. Like Buffalo Trace is not saying that one of these is significantly better, right? And by making the Weller 12 $30 retail and the Buffalo Trace, like $24, $23, somewhere around there. Yeah.
The Weller 12 MSRP is $30.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a little bit more than that.
Okay. So it's definitely better. So it's definitely like, you know, but I think that what dictates that secondary pricing is not necessarily quality, it's typically availability. Right, just the fact that Buffalo Trace makes less of it,
and the Weller hype.
I believe that the capitalism is a decent, setup. So the marketplace is demanding that Buffalo Trace is or way less than the Weller 12.
Why are they giving the market this Buffalo dictating? Speaking of dictating, why are they giving this Buffalo dictating genital on this? Like, why is that necessary? On statues, and this bothers me, on statues with animals, why do they give them genitalia? Like, is that necessary? Am I really missing out with not seeing a horse's slong? Does this buffalo need to be exposed? It doesn't. It's
not a horse's. It's a buffalo's. But whatever.
In this case, I'm just saying, like, on statues. Like,
imagine not knowing the difference between a horse and a buffalo. It'd be like not knowing the difference between a rye and a wheat. Okay, so we voted on this.
John C. Reilly. Yeah. You don't get that reference. You don't get that reference. You're dead to me.
I didn't hear it.
Horse. Step Brothers.
No.
Never heard of her.
It's close, but whatever.
All right. So I think we know
between
where
two ferns.
Where I'm going with TJ's going.
Brendan
gonna go
knows
last.
Where he's going. I know where I'm going.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say I'm going. Enjoying Buffalo Trace. Listen, when I'm done with this Weller 12, I'm not gonna pursue another bottle. Even if I got it like in the vault and I get it at $30.
This is not pursuit. Price doesn't exist. It is
no, we think about price. We think about price in every aspect of this show ever.
Except the brackets. It is just bottle.
If
no
it's
price.
Close, but I don't think it's
what
close.
What would you rather put in your mouth on a daily basis?
The Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace.
A Buffalo's balls.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Oysters. <Buffalo ball. laughs> I'm balling on a
this
budget.
This is not
here.
Price.
Yeah, let me try one more time. Let's. Okay, so I have finished a good amount of my Weller 12, but I also poured the rest of the Buffalo Trace because I was really liking that. So let's see. So Brendan's with Buffalo Trace.
Yeah, Brendan's
Ben's
Buffalo.
On Weller 12. Why'd you guys put all the pressure on me, huh?
Because it's rigged.
Oh, Jason wants us to do a blind of
Oler Antique.
All right.
Weller 12, Buffalo Trace, and E.H. Taylor. I feel like E.H. Taylor would win in that blind.
But E.H. Taylor lost to Weller 12.
Depends on which E.H. Taylor, though. Is it just small batch, or can I get single barrel? Or if single barrel, that would crush.
I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
To
each his own.
Can I just have a nice foolproof E.H. Taylor? Can I have that nice mash bill too, E.H. Taylor?
Barrel, straight barrel proof E.H. Taylor. Warehouse. TJ?
TJ's saying this very seriously.
He's really just drawing.
Imagine making me go last. That's rude.
Well, you should have had a decision and had an opinion. Mm. Don't straddle the fence.
I feel like E.H. Taylor's small batch.
I got the upset.
What?
I got Buffalo Trace winning this.
No.
Oh, no. What a terrible move. What a terrible decision. Even Brendan surprised me. How crappy this game is so rigged.
I thought I was crazy.
This tournament is as rigged as an NBA Finals with LeBron James in it. I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I got Buffalo Trace with the upset here. I think Buffalo Trace is a better pour, especially when you consider the secondary pricing. When you can get this for a quarter of the price, we got to consider value. We're bourbon on a budget. So I am.
Wow.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace wins this. Wrong. Wrong is the
congratulations. Right. Congratulations to Buffalo Trace.
One literally, shining moment.
Yeah. Does that mean North Carolina's winning tonight?
No.
Is that what that means?
Anything is possible. See? That was a basketball reference.
Season, sorry.
Who said that? No. So, Ray Jason, I do want to disagree with this. Kevin Garnett.
Dang it.
I've had some.
So close.
I've had some EHT single barrels that are special. So, I just want to say that. I know they're very hit or miss, but my EHT single barrel has been great. Here's a good question. I'd like to see some comparisons of some double oak products. If you hadn't had Town Branch double oak, you're missing out. Is that a sourced and certified product? Because I'll go get that like tomorrow.
Town
that's a sourced
Branch?
And certified.
TJ wanted to do
is a. Is that a Matthew McConaughey kind of a.
No, that's the.
No, I think Town Branch is a sourced and certified product.
It's Long Branch, you fool.
I know.
It is. That is sourced and
is certified. Is that Matthew McConaughey's double oaked?
No, maybe not. That's not sourced. So, anyway, we have done some different finished stuff, Christopher Allen Harvey.
I love that name, by the way.
We had like a toast off. We had a toast like 1910 versus double oak versus what else was in there? Yeah. Elijah Craig toasted. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the toasted stuff. So, double oaked and all that kind of falls right in that wheelhouse. The guys got me a Sagamore Spirits rye, double oaked. So, I'm all about the double oak. In fact, Ben and I'll put that out on Friday, did a double oaked rapid review. We still haven't put that out yet, Ben. It's time to get back on the rapid review game, boys. Buffalo Trace, our champion tonight. I feel like this could have gone either way. But Buffalo Trace
should have gone the other way.
What is this YouTube you're sending me?
That's the link to the
I think I can put that in the chat. So let's see here.
I can't. It won't let me because I'm not logged in.
I can because I'm the goat. Let's go. Send in samples, my man. What else? All right,
so Buffalo. Real quick, we explain why Buffalo Trace won to you, TJ. Because I think Ben thinks that we're cooking the poster.
I knew it would piss Ben off. He did it for the vine.
Did it for the tickety talk. I enjoyed the Buffalo Trace more. I guess maybe I do like sweeter things. I don't know.
Ooh, a High West double rye store pick bracket. Let me tell you something. I have a High West American Prairie.
I do too.
I have a High West American Prairie finished in a cab.
Orange?
No, not the Corso. Chardonnay barrels. And it's one of the great, it's from Burns. And I got it. It was one of the first store pick I ever bought. And I still have some of it because I can't let that go. I bought that like deep in the pandemic. Like I'm talking like May of the pandemic. And so I drank about 75% of it and I am holding on to dear life for that one.
Yeah. That bottle's oxidized by now. It's over.
It probably sucks. It's so good. I don't know. Every once in a while, I get like a little
straight oxidation.
We're going to drink it tonight for the national championship when you come over.
Yes.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm all about that. I've seen the gin ones. I saw the gin one the same time I bought the Chardonnay one. They've done a couple gin finished ones from Burns, and I didn't buy it because I'm not a big gin fan. But yeah, Malbec. I have this one that you're talking about,
Jason. Sounds good.
That's a good one. I went to Burns a few months ago, and I got the double rye finished in Midwinter Night Dram barrels. That one was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to my guy,
that's
Kwame.
Such a good idea for them to do that, too, because people are going to be super interested in it, it's just recycling something that they already had. Oh, so smart.
But, yeah, shout out to my guy, Kwame.
Shout out, Kwame.
For buying that drink. Speaking of buying drinks, I'm going to see Brendan in Tallahassee this weekend, Ben, and he's going to buy all my drinks, so...
That's why we're having lunch. So someone's going to buy him some water and some Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. I went somewhere the other day in Tallahassee. Where was it? Hurricane Wings or something. And they were like, I was like, Diet Coke. And they were like, Diet Pepsi okay? And I was like,
nope.
Is Monopoly money okay? So anyway, kind of keep it moving from there. But yeah, Diet Coke's fine. So all right, that's our tournament. Buffalo Trace wins. We need to do another tournament. Or you know what? Later this month is the draft. We should do something around the draft.
The draft.
That would be fun. A draft. Ding, ding, not ding, like ding. A cold wind that's blowing through.
Freaking love sports.
Love it. Okay. You know what else I love? Barrel picks.
Yes. Just
talked about some.
Tell me.
Guys, we have some news. Breaking news to the pod. That was my breaking news. Okay. Look what we have. Hey, coming out this Thursday, we had our Blue Note pick that we did. We're doing an event with Gaspar's Liquor Shop. Shout out, Jimmy.
First
Shout
ever.
Brad. Our first store pick. That's it right there. That's the bottle right there. You can see their sticker. You can see our sticker. Come by Gaspar's if you're in the Tampa area. Gaspar's Liquor Shop. These Blue Note picks are amazing. Ben, you actually tried yours. I have a bottle of it already, but I haven't gotten to try it. $40. You can't beat that. Tell them Bourbon on Budget
40?
Sent you. I don't know if that works
doll
for this
hairs.
Or not, but it does for most things. 6 p.m. at Gaspar's Liquor Shop there in Tampa, right on the corner of, well, close to the corner of Bush and 56. Ben, you got to try this the other day. Talk to us about it.
Oh, man, this was great. I have long lauded over how amazing the Blue Note Survivor Barrel store picks are because they provide the ultimate quintessential value slash quality ratio. Our store pick's gonna be $39.99. What was the last time you got a store pick that started with a 3? None.
They've got some, but they're not usually good.
What's it proofed at? 100? Is it 120 something?
119 proof. $39.99. And imagine you aging whiskey in a barrel. Oh my gosh, a hurricane comes to the area. Tornado, boom. Warehouse collapse. Collapses. Sits outside for a long time, and then they start bottling them. Survivor barrels, Blue Note. They're outrageously great for the age that they are. They're younger barrels, of course, but they feel like butterscotch, creme brulee. Right?
They are. Our
pick
really good.
Is pretty stellar. We did a pick a couple weeks ago. How long ago did we do our pick?
It was February 10th.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. Yeah,
February 10th. It was great. This was the clear standout from the group. We thought, and so very excited for this Thursday.
A consensus number one for us as we went and tasted five different samples for sure.
We talked about the process. I'm going to queue up a video and play that here just in a moment. But what was cool was we eliminated some. We each got like a veto. And we got down to where we were down to the last two, and we all wrote down on a piece of paper which one we went with. And I was thinking for sure we would, be arguing and fighting and trying to make sure that ours won out. And we all wrote down the same one, which was really cool and made it easier on all of us to not have to, fight each other over, no, pick mine, pick yours, whatever. So a lot of fun. Jason, House No, Ben's won. I think when I told Brad the other day how many cases I wanted, I think he kind of looked at me a little bit funny, but we've had a lot of you guys,
at least the case.
We've had a lot of you guys ask for them. I'm telling you, they're not going to last long. So try and get to Tampa if you can. For those of you that are friends of the show, we're going to do our very best to take care of you. No, unfortunately there are not places that will ship Blue Note to Virginia. I think if you reach out to Blue Note, they'll tell you where they distribute. Send Ben a private message on Instagram, just Bear Stuff on Instagram. Don't message me.
He's terrible.
So, all right, cool. Let's play. You guys have anything else you want to say about the pick? Let's play the video. If not,
real quick, guys, I think I like the Weller 12 better now that I'm smelling it.
You're dead to me, Brendan. You're dead to me. Wow. Play the video.
Hype it up.
All right. We will be back in just a minute to wrap up the show. This video is not long. Enjoy it. Our guy Forrest put a lot of effort and work into this. So I think it's about a 10-minute video. So check this out. It's our pick and our process of the Blue Note store pick that'll come out on Thursday. Enjoy. Cheers, everybody. We are back live on the scene at Gaspar's Liquor Store in Tampa. And what did we just do? What are we doing here today?
Store pick.
We did our first bourbon on a budget store pick. And you know that it best have been Blue Note.
Juke joint.
Uncut.
I was very impressed with that.
Hey, if you want to impress your guests, you're whipping out a Blue Note.
You're whipping it out.
Yeah,
that's
whipping
what
out.
You're doing.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
So, all right. So we're sitting around drinking now. We just finished our first store pick. Thanks to the good folks, Jimmy and the folks here at Gaspar's for helping and collaborating with us on this. Ben, walk us through
the whole process.
Walk us through the entire
start to finish.
People are probably wondering who this is over my left shoulder.
That's true.
Yeah.
We just got an extra person sitting here with us today from Blue Note. Jen, thank you for hanging out.
Hey, guys. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for inviting me to be part of your group and with the pick. I'm glad you guys found something you really like.
So, yeah.
Thank you for giving us a bunch of bourbon to taste.
Absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure.
Brendan's a mooch. So we'll come back. We'll talk with Jen in a minute. Ben, take us through the process. Talk to us about what we did today.
Man, it was a awesome experience. So, for those who don't know, store picks are basically you are sampling multiple barrels of whatever product you're choosing. Today, like I said, it was Blue Note,
And we were able to sample five different barrels of varying proofs, taste each of them, and kind of choose whatever flavor profile best aligned with what you liked. And I'll tell you what, everyone's convinced that they have the best palate, and you come in here and you think, man, I'm ready to rip. But those five Glencairns come set out, and you guys say, all right, this one's a little better, this one's a little worse, this one's a lot better, a little bit worse. And it's a interesting, challenging experience. We ended up trying all five of them.
Yeah.
There was a couple ones that we knew we didn't like, a few that we knew we did like. None were amazingly terrible or amazingly great, right? But we got down to where we had two left that we thought were, these are going to be the ones that we choose. And we went blind. We said, all right, write your answer down. And we all chose unanimously number
same
four.
Yeah. Same pick. Brendan, were you nervous at all going to this?
Oh, yeah. I'm always nervous. So this is kind of,
this is part of the course.
Yeah, that's constant. So, yes, it is intimidating when they bring out the five different samples for you to try because, you, like Ben said, you want to make sure you're picking out the right one. And mm-hmm. Everyone's got different palate and flavor profiles that you want to try to pick out. But it was really important, I want to say, for us to pick Blue Note for our first store pick because Ben really kind of like introduced us to Blue Note, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah, it was one of the
so good,
the best store picks that we've seen at the price. I would say the value proposition with Blue Note is far above.
Loves those kind of
I love the,
he loves mixing stuff.
I love the value and the, it's
dollars.
So good.
Can we get a dollars?
Right? But the reason we found it is because Jimmy had a great first round Blue Note pick, mm-hmm. right? And so I think we're gonna be on round three for Gas Bars. Shout out Gaspar's again. Hello. You know, that's where we're at. But we had a great first round. And now this is round three. Ready to go. So great.
No, I agree. When they put the five Glencairns out there, you're like, we all worked on them individually, right? Like, you know, took our notes, tasted things by ourselves, and you're like, man, I don't want to be the one fool that like picks the one thing that everyone else hates.
Yeah,
that's true.
But to me, that was one of the cooler things, was that we all kind of eliminated the same ones at the same time. When we went to the next round, we all kind of were down. So this means nothing to you if you're watching or listening. But two and four were what we ended up with at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Four ended up being the winner, but we all got down to two and four.
Yep.
We talked through and kind of made it a group effort because we did want to be in lockstep of picking the same thing. And so it was neat to get down to two and four. And then at least at that point, I was like, well, at least I got this 60% right. You know, I eliminated the three that nobody else wanted.
It was nice to all be on a similar page.
Yeah.
That was cool.
For the first time in the history of the show, Ben understood the assignment.
Right.
That's true.
That was cool.
That's really good.
We're
proud of
you. Into this.
Yeah.
And Ben kind of got it. So,
all right. I want to take this to Jed. Jed, thanks for bearing with us while we made all of our stupid inside jokes and everything else. Again, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you for helping us with this. Talk to us a little bit about the survivors. What does that mean? You guys see the picture on the side here. Talk to us about the survivors. Let's start there.
Okay. So first of all, thanks, guys. I appreciate that you have become fans of Blue Note. We're really, you know, we're starting out. We're new. And we've got a lot of good momentum and a lot of people really, really becoming fans. And I really appreciate that. So so the barrel is selected. So we partner with a distillery in Kentucky. And the Rick House, which is the storage facility which the barrels are being held in, for the barrel that they selected, and actually the samples, all the samples you had today were involved in a small accident. So in 2019, there was a tornado that came through the area at our storage facility, and it knocked the warehouse down, the Rick House down. So all those barrels fell to the ground, were out there exposed to the elements for about 4 months. So they tore down the rest of the Rick House and had to go in one by one and take a crane and pull each one of those barrels out to see if they were viable. So the samples you had today, all of them were out there in that in those elements for about 4 months. And the unique thing with that is that each one of those samples are dramatically different, right? So from the proof, from the flavor profile, lighting wasn't great in there, but some of them you can see, you know, some drastic or just minor color differences, but you know, for the most part, they're not the same, and you can really tell that extra little bit of time out there in the elements really made a difference in with the barrels. So they even though it's a 3-year Kentucky straight bourbon, it drinks much more mature And again, we believe that it's just a great value for the quality of what you get in the glass. So I think the proof that you guys picked was a 118, right? A flat 118, which is fantastic. So again, flavor profile on that. It's got a nice amount of corn in it. It's about 70% corn in the mash bill. So it's really approachable, has a good amount of sweetness, but not overly sweet. And that even though at that high proof, it's still really, really drinkable to have straight.
Yeah, we fell in love with it. And like you just talked about, and we'll plug you as you do as well, the proof and price and the actual product. That's a lot of alliteration there at one time, but that was good off the cuff. I've been thinking about it for a minute.
Sure.
But the proof, the price, and the actual flavor, the flavor profile that you get, that's what made us fall in love with Blue.
Sure.
We told you this inside and for the camera too. We have gotten a couple of opportunities to do different picks, and we said, no, we're gonna wait for Blue Note. Yeah. We're gonna do, we want Blue Note to be our first one. Now, we are gonna go to other picks too.
I understand.
But we wanted you guys to be our first one. We were,
yeah. So if you're not first, you're last, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we were excited to do this pick with Blue Note. We're very appreciative. Talk to us a little bit about Blue Note just in general.
Sure.
And we'll stop wasting your time.
We were established in 2017. We're based in Memphis, Tennessee. With the label, you can tell that everything is really paying homage to all things about Memphis, that culture there, birthplace of rock and roll, you know, the home of blues music. And so that's the tie-in with the name Blue Note. The actual selection that you had is what we call our Blue Note Juke Joint Uncut Bourbon, and it's a 3-year Kentucky straight bourbon. Uncut being kind of that play on things where it's uncut with any water because it's cast strength, and then kind of like that gem, an uncut record that's out there. So that's kind of the tie in there. Again, we're really new, we're just getting going. We've got some really good press behind us, and thanks to guys like you really becoming fans, you know, the word of mouth has been fantastic.
Awesome. Love the Crossroads that we tasted beforehand. You guys know that I like anything finished in a toasted barrel, and so the Crossroads is just absolutely down home plate for me.
Yep.
Talk to us about what's next. We picked a barrel today.
So you want the unsexy behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just what's next and what kind of timelines are we going to expect and when people can kind of get their hands on this and what's next?
Okay. So kind of our process is that the barrels samples, the allocation of barrels that I had for this particular time of the year are sitting on reserve for me for the state of Florida in Memphis. So they have my name on it. They'll eventually have your name on it. But they're just waiting for it. So it's literally sitting in our storage facility in Memphis, ready to be bottled. So I'll partner with our distributor here in the state of Florida, Breakthrough Beverage. They'll create an item number that'll come to Gas Bars because that's your partner. And as soon as we get everything kind of going on the logistical kind of behind the scenes stuff, we'll go to bottle. And then we'll reproof. So as I kind of told you guys before, there's a slight chance that it couldn't be 117.9 or 118.1, just because we have to proof it every time we take any of the samples out of the barrel. So we'll reproof it, and then we'll hand label everything, put your sticker on there, and it'll be packaged up and shipped to Florida. So
yeah.
Hopefully here in the next couple, maybe 3 months, you'll be able to have your own, your first barrel pick.
Awesome. Well, we're excited for it. A few months away, but it's going to be here at Gasper's Liquor Shop here in Tampa, Florida, right past the corner of Bush and 56th Street,
yep.
Temple Terrace area. They're going to go fast. These went fast last time. Ben's going to buy about a quarter of the barrel,
yeah.
So like you better be here to get some. Ben has been crying over the last month that he has no more Blue Note from the last time that Gasper's did the pick. So we're excited for it. Let's do this. Let's get out. What was the big, and we'll talk more about tasting notes and different things, especially when we get the bottle and we can review it. What was big about sample number 4 that made the difference for you, Ben, then Brendan, go, then we'll get out.
Definitely. One thing that I enjoy about a lot of the Blue Note profiles is it's like some creme brulee, caramel, vanilla, like custard creaminess on their profile. And I think I get a lot of that in our pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people hear, 118 proof, they may think, it's gonna be straight gas, straight fire. This is
not at all.
cream and sweetness and sugar and vanilla. So I'm very excited to bring that, you know, to you guys, listeners, because I think it's a great product.
The nose on this one, and I'm gonna let Brendan pitch it. The nose on this one stood out as a very sweet, a very creamy nose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I just stole all your thunder.
Oh, everything I was going to say. Thank you.
Yeah. The nose stood out on this one far above the other four, and the flavor profiles were all kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the taste on it before I'm looking out.
Yeah, coffee with cream is one of the notes I put on four, and that was distinct and different from the rest of the entire group of five. So it was vanilla, it was caramel. We'll talk about all these tasting notes more, but I also had like a nice amount of spice. To me, I think balance is what comes to mind. It was the most balanced of the five.
And complex.
Ooh, two full points for it when we scored.
It's a 1 point thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, don't miss when this comes out. Gonna be good stuff. 2-3 months, as Jed said, we will tell you when it comes out. These do not last long. Appreciate you for hanging out. Brendan Snow, Bincock, almost forgot your last name. Gaspar's Liquor Shop, Jimmy and the good folks over here. We appreciate you guys. Remember to budget.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right, that was it. Was that? Did that bring back some memories? Did that, Brendan? You're on mute. Did
that? I don't remember any of that.
Brendan, you were hammered. Shortly thereafter, Brendan broke a glass in Brad's.
Brad's what a nightmare!
And so anyway, I want to. I we had such a fun time with that, and we really again. I know I said that at the end of the video there, but we really do appreciate Jimmy and Brad and the team there, Gaspers, for just even letting us be a part of that. Honestly, one of the coolest things, Brendan and I feel like we've both gotten to do really cool things like in sports and stuff. And we're both very passionate about sports. And it's kind of neat when you can take a step back and look at something you've done. But this is one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do, like outside of sports, right? Like just in kind of a different, you know, I tell everybody that I talk with, like my two passions are Florida State and bourbon, right? Like besides like my family and kids and things that you're supposed to say, all that. But this is one of the coolest things I've ever done outside of the sports world. So really cool.
This was a bucket list. Like when we started doing the show a year ago, like this was something I wanted to do, is be involved in a store pick. And we did it in a year and had a really great time doing it. And I'm looking forward to trying the bottle soon, because I think it's gonna be really, really solid.
Yeah.
Trying it again. And we tried it once before. Right.
Yeah. Yes. And we did the pick in less than a year. So I didn't even really think about that, but that is really, really cool. We did the store pick tasting less than a year in. So really neat. Love that we got to do that. Again, super appreciative and super thankful for them letting us be a part of that. And first, but certainly not last. But I know Ben's happy that we got to do Blue Note first, right?
It's the best for now.
It's unknowable. Hey, so let me tell you this. Somebody asked about the Crossroads. Christopher asked about the Crossroads. Makes me want to break down and buy one. Goes by Chris.
He goes by Chris.
Sorry.
Just call him Chris.
Jason said he wasn't. I like the name, though. I like the – it reminds me of Christopher from Frozen. Okay. It's my whole life right now is Disney movies, even though we're also trying to cancel Disney.
Let it go.
Yeah, no kidding. Jason going to have to revisit the Crossroads. I was actually just going to talk about that. We can transition this right into pursuits and purchases. While I was at Gaspers the other day, I bought a Crossroads because I love it. And it's $40 and it's a great deal. And Ben, we're going to drink a little bit of this tonight. I want you to try it. I think it's really, really good for a toasted barrel.
I got a little sample.
At 100 proof, I think that's really, really good. That sample was for Ben, but I put it with some other stuff that he was shipping you, and so he accidentally sent it to you. So you're welcome, Brendan.
Oh,
hopefully you can enjoy that too. Ben. But which you're it welcome. Actually, if you look at the handwriting on that, that's from Joe.
That's
But once I had the bottle, I was like, no big deal. Took this with me to Orlando this weekend. We went for Kara's birthday. This was definitely my hotel bourbon. I didn't get to go too crazy because the kids were in there, but really good stuff. I like it. It doesn't replace 1910, but it is good that it bumps that proof up by like
1910.
It bumps the proof up quite a bit too. Now it's not as sweet, it's not as toasty, but I think that Blue Note Crossroads is really, really good. Jason, try it again. I don't know if you have the bottle of it or if you need a sample, but I would get you. I'll get you a sample, Jason. Jason, are you coming to the game this weekend? We hanging out? What's going on? I feel like how far is he from Tallahassee, Brendan? Shouldn't he be there?
He's about 2.5, Macon's about 2.5, 3 hours north.
I want to drink bourbon with Jason this weekend. Jason, you better get to Tallahassee. Brad's right. I love the French oak. I love the French oak toast. Really, really good. Some of the makers ones have that, Ben. I know you're a big fan of that.
I want that Penelope French oak. It just came out. Blue label.
For sure. So Jason has a bottle upstairs, so I don't have to send him a sample, but hopefully can still drink in person this weekend. Jason, don't let me down here. Any other pursuits and purchases? You guys buy anything else? I've got one more before we go on. Never mind. Let's go back to me. Shout out my guy on Instagram, Kellen Redmill.
Dude.
For sending up.
I see you guys' DMs back and forth. And I'm just watching the entire time.
I know. I never know if Ben's going to respond or if I'm going to respond. So an Old Forester barrel strength single barrel rye and a Pinhook hard guy rye. I don't know what that means. Hard guy rye.
Love a good hard guy.
Love a good hard guy. Jason's not coming to the game. Cancel Jason. Put Jason on the Disney thing. Cancel him. That's all I've got. I'm not I also just purchased out of a group on Facebook. I purchased what is this called? This is one of those Good Times barrels. It's kind of a tribute to Kobe, though. It's a toasted cigar blend. And the
that's wrapper, what I think of when I think of Kobe.
The wrapper is an 8 and 24. So it's purple and gold. If you put Kobe on the side of anything, I'm going to buy it. So I actually just
and it just so happened to be toasted too. Like, did they make
it's
you?
And I've heard the cigar blend stuff of just anything is super sweet. Amazing. So the cigar blend, toasted, finished in toasted white oak, cognac, Armagnac, and Oroso sherry barrels. I am sure it's going to be amazing. 122 very sweet. Proof.
Yeah, ooh.
122 ooh, proof.
That's proofed up nice though. Yeah,
buddy, I got two America. Of them. So one to just kind of hold on to, one that will crack and open up when it comes. Yeah. In. So, all right, that's all I got for pursuits and purchases. Hopefully, you guys have something.
I went to ABC this weekend and to a local shop as well, and couldn't find anything that I was super interested in. So that was my pursuit. I didn't purchase anything. Ben?
I've been pursuing our Blue Note store picks, and so when I can purchase them, I will purchase them.
Yes, I have much Venmo to send to TJ and to Ben when that time comes, so you guys can get
I'm saving up money. So I'm getting ready to strike on Thursday.
The best part of that is I have an automatic upcharge whenever Brendan sends me anything. So
I'd get it's like the opposite 15%. Of $5 off if you mention my name. $5
more.
$5 extra.
Yeah, the bottles are $50 if you're out of town. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I think that's all we got. Thursday, we're reviewing something. Hey, guess what? It is. I don't know what we're reviewing, though. It is Ben month. Ben Friday. Happy birthday to you. But it's Ben Cock month.
That's right.
Love that. Ben's birthday is what? Saturday? How about this? Ben's wife and my wife are separated by 1 week of birth. And then.
Nope. Just me and your wife.
No. Yeah. Sorry. Ben. Yeah. And my wife, and then Ben's wife and my wife are separated by 2 weeks and 2 days worth of like hers is the 29th, mine's the 13th.
This is not a good fact.
No, yeah, what are you talking about? Our birthdays are all just really close. Like Ben's are a week apart, right. And then mine and Melissa's are 2 weeks apart. It's cool.
Did you know
that's not what he says?
Are less than 365 days apart,
guys. I met my dog the day Kobe Bryant died. It was really sad. RIP.
Yikes. You hit your dog?
I met my dog.
Oh, I was like, I knew I hated it. Seems like a weird.
I could never look at that dog without thinking about that. Now I don't even want to come by your house now anymore, ever again.
He has
even if it's to beat you in NCAA
on people. My NCAA is broken. It's gone. It doesn't work anymore. It's awful. I've been playing Madden instead.
Ooh,
anyway, disgusting. Moving on.
So
thanks, Brennan.
Excited to review whatever Ben has for us on Thursday. That'll come out. The podcast form will come out Thursday morning. The video should be to you guys on Thursday evening. We'll run it live. Thank you guys for hanging out again. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, come by and see us. Even if you don't get a bottle, just come hang out with us. We'll have a really good time. Again, Gasper's Liquor Shop Thursday for a Blue Note pick. It's excellent. I can't wait to try it. I've got one here, Ben. If you want to open it tonight, maybe.
Ooh, we're opening it.
But bourbon on a budget. Interact with us on social media. Thanks for hanging out. Share this if you listened or watched it. We'll see you guys next time.
Cheers.
Buffalo Trace, our champ. Cheers.
I paid my due to time. We are the champions. We are the champions.
Buffalo Trace is going to Disney World.